This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Imagine you're in the market for a new job, and one of the main things you want to know about this position you apply for is how much it pays. Under a new California law, that information is now required. Companies have to give you that. Companies with more than 15 employees have to include salary ranges in their job postings and make that info available to employees already at the job. But some big name companies like Netflix and Riot Games seem to have found a loophole. The salary ranges for some of their job postings are enormous. For one job at Netflix, the posted salary range was between $330,000 and $1.8 million. Shannon Lau covers the video game industry for the Washington Post, and she's been reporting on this. Hi.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Great to have you. All right. So how did you come across this? How did you find these big salary differentials?
So as soon as these were posted online, game developers and other folks, you know, looking for these jobs within the industry, flagged it to each other. They started talking about it in their group chats on Twitter and, you know, publicly and internally just were baffled by the large ranges and you know, started to ask questions of, is this legal? Can people do this? And that raised awareness so that even I noticed it and my editors did. And, you know, they told me to look into it from there. And yeah, it just seemed the numbers were just attracting so much attention that it became a story from there.
So give us some examples. I just gave one outrageous example, but you found others.
Yeah, I did. Like you mentioned, Netflix is one of the biggest culprits of, you know, posting large ranges. Another position they posted, a producer could make anything from $50,000 to $600,000. And other companies, you know, posted ranges from like $100,000 to $300,000 for the same role. And that was also confusing for people.
Why would the companies do that?
So for instance, Activision Blizzard, which is in the process of being acquired by Microsoft, they just thought that the ranges could be explained by geography. If a position was in the middle of America, it could maybe the standard of living would be lower. So then the wages needed to live there could be lower as well. Versus if you live on the coast, it might be higher. And then Riot Games, which makes League of Legends, they answered with a concrete example of a communications person at Riot. He gave the example of his own salary and said, you know, the range for a position, for his position, would reflect what he is making and what his coworkers are making. And so that would be real numbers based on what people are currently making versus a, you know, a made up range. And that kind of shed more light upon it, but there was no answer from Netflix. So we don't actually know what is behind the more massive range that they were posting.
Yeah. So I guess the idea behind this is to equalize payment so that some people will get paid the same as other people, even though those other people may have been paid more historically. Is that the general spirit of the law, that it's a way for people to equalize salary ranges between, let's say, a man and a woman?
The idea behind those laws is to, you know, just make everything more transparent, because historically there has been a gender wage gap. There's also been a gap between, you know, different races. And with the laws now in place, and if people were able to see exactly how much a role should make that they should be asking for, then they have more information to empower them during those negotiations. But yeah, as you can see, as we're discussing, like the law intends for that, and then the data itself maybe doesn't give everyone the information they are looking for.
So by posting these outrageous differences, as you mentioned, at Netflix for one job, $50,000 up to $600,000, that's not actually violating the letter of the law, but is it violating the spirit of the law?
It is legal. It is dubious, but there's nothing wrong with you know, posting these large ranges, because it's a pretty new law as well. And technically it's allowed, but I did talk to lawyers who said they were not happy about it. You know, they didn't like these large pay ranges. And at the same time, Another lawyer said that if workers are unhappy about them, workers can also file a complaint with the state commissioner in California or whichever state has been enabling these or enforcing these pay transparency laws. So they're able to at least, you know, try to find respite through those means. But at the same time, mm-hmm. it is totally legal is the short answer.
It's totally legal. So I guess state lawmakers maybe didn't see that these companies would find a way around it. Is there any way they're going to amend this law?
I'm not sure what state makers lawmakers are thinking on this, but it is a pretty new law. We're about a couple of weeks into January, and it started being enforced January 1st. So at this point, we're like in the early stages of, oh yeah, this seems to be a problem for some people, but it hasn't been a widespread enough issue.
Right. So there's a loophole in this California law. Are other state laws, you mentioned New York and Washington State, do they have similar loopholes?
Right. So my article focused on California, but, you know, you can kind of like extrapolate and say that, you know, any company in the states that have these pay transparency laws can just post a very wide range. And then it would be up to the state lawmakers, or it would be up to the state commissioner to rule if that was illegal or not after the employees file a complaint. So it's not necessarily like a loophole that only people in California are taking advantage of. It's actually just, you know, if the companies are posting a huge range elsewhere, you know, it's up to people to catch up to them and punish them if that is illegal. But honestly, anyone could do the same thing here. California is not unique.
Shannon Lau covers the gaming industry for the Washington Post. Shannon, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, too.